Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan, and I've been a professional wedding planner for 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about being engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning a wedding. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Hey there. Before we get into the episode, I have a quick question for you. Have you been unsuccessfully trying to shake that feeling that you're forgetting something when it comes to your wedding? You've got the Knot app and you've downloaded countless other planning checklists, but you just can't get rid of that sneaking suspicion that there's something you don't know yet. It's a very common feeling when it comes to wedding planning, so much so that I decided to put together a free resource to help get rid of FOMO, or what I call the fear of wedding oversight. Yes, it does include that 12-month task checklist, but that's just the start. In addition to the ultimate wedding planning checklist, my new Don't Forget list also includes a wedding vendor checklist, your shopping list, a packing list, and a complete wedding item setup list to make sure that you are truly not forgetting anything when it comes to your wedding. And you heard me right. This list is free for you to grab right now. Just head over to planningcollective.com/forgetting and it's all yours. That's planningcollective.com/FORGETTING and let's get rid of that FOMO together. All right, on to the episode. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Today, I'd like to chat about a relatively new wedding planning requirement, and that's your wedding website. 10 years ago, wedding websites were reserved for the very tech-savvy, and they're really mostly image-based, as you couldn't expect your guests to really go there to get actual information. Today, having a wedding website is practically a requirement, and thankfully, they're now super easy to make. It's a great way for you to pass along details to your guests, but it's also a perfect way for your family and friends to get to know the two of you as a couple before the wedding. Let's talk about the basics of a wedding website and what you want to make sure is included on it. First, unless you or your fiancé are familiar with creating websites and coding, I highly recommend using a template-based site. My favorites are Zola, The Knot, and WeddingWire, but I know there are many other options out there. Most of them are free and even have integrations where you can connect them with registries and RSVP tracking. They also have great themes to select from, so you can make sure that they coordinate with the colors and theme of your wedding. Most wedding website platforms give you the option to use a password to protect the site, and it's an option I really recommend you use. Wedding websites contain private information from your venue and date to your mailing address and other registry items. So using an access code or password on the platform will make sure that only your invited guests are able to see the details. This also makes sure that the RSVP feature is only available for the guests that are invited. Quick tip, don't make your password anything that's too complicated for your guests to remember or for you to put on your invite. Using a combination of your last names and/or your wedding date is usually a great place to start. For some of your guests, the wedding website might be the first time that they're meeting your future spouse. So this is a perfect opportunity to let the guests know how you guys met, when you got engaged, and a quick overview of each of your bridesmaids and groomsmen or other wedding party members. Don't make this too lengthy. You can hit the highlights, but skip the nitty-gritty, and make sure that you're not sharing anything that they wouldn't feel comfortable with. If you're going to use social media to collect photos at the wedding, you can also share those details with everyone here. Even if you have the site protected by password, you may have some wedding-related events or activities that not everyone will be invited to. If you're having exclusive events like a rehearsal dinner that's just for the wedding party, or maybe a post-wedding brunch for your family, don't include these details on the website, but share them separately to those specific guests. If you are doing online RSVPs, make sure that you have an opportunity to either get their meal choice, or to have them indicate if they have any allergies or dietary restrictions that you'll need to take into consideration when they RSVP. If you're having multiple events like the rehearsal dinner or post-wedding brunch, see if you can add those in there as well. Most platforms are now able to accommodate things like meal choices and multiple events, which helps keep everything super streamlined. Your wedding website is the perfect spot to link or list any hotel blocks that you've arranged or other suggested travel notes or accommodations for the guests to keep in mind. If there is a suggested airport for them to fly into, a route you know is a mess due to construction, or other unique travel details that you'd like them to know about, the website is the perfect place to include that. And if you have a lot of guests that are coming in from out of town and might not be familiar with the area, you can list some recommended activities for them to do during their downtime. If you can, try to make this personal by including some restaurants that are your favorites, or maybe an activity that you've done on a past date night and you think they might want to check out. As the wedding day gets closer, you can use the website to share details of the day with the guests. If you're offering a shuttle service, maybe you have a set dress code, or you have suggestions for what they can do between the ceremony and reception, make sure that all of this is listed on the website. Also include the address for the church or the reception site, as it's not uncommon for guests to leave their invitation at home, especially if they're traveling. Now, unfortunately, this won't get rid of all of the last-minute texts and calls with these questions, but it will help you give a quick answer by simply directing them to the wedding website for all the details. In fact, if you find that you're getting asked the same questions over and over again, you can create an FAQ page on the website with those answers to make responding to these questions much easier. Your wedding website is also a great place to list your registry information. Including your registry information on your invites is still frowned upon, but you can definitely include it on your website. Again, many of the template sites make this super easy to connect, so definitely check for those features. You can also link to a cash-based registry, like a honeymoon fund, that can give your guests a better idea of what a cash gift would be contributing to. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Have you started your wedding website yet? Head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and let me know what platform you're using for your wedding website. And if you found this episode helpful, please take a minute to rate and review. It would mean the world to me, and it will help other couples get the wedding planning tips they need. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, it's me again. Have you been feeling overwhelmed by the daunting task of planning your dream wedding? Well, I'd like to introduce you to the Planning Collective membership, the new solution to a stress-free wedding planning experience. Imagine for a second having access to the expert guidance, personalized support, and a community of like-minded couples all dedicated to making your wedding dreams a reality. With our membership, you'll gain exclusive access to invaluable resources, including budgeting tools, customizable planning timelines, wedding planning templates, and insider tips from industry professionals. Say goodbye to endless Google searches and sleepless nights worrying about the details. My wedding planning blueprint course uses our unique planning path, which guides you seamlessly through the advice, systems, and processes that I've developed in over 20 years of planning weddings. Don't let wedding planning stress overshadow the joy of your engagement. Join the Planning Collective membership today and take the first step towards the wedding of your dreams. And the best part is, all of this is available to you right now for less than your Netflix subscription. Visit planningcollective.com/membership to learn more and start planning with confidence. Let me help you get rid of that planning stress at planningcollective.com/membership.